man's can come unto the Father except by him. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. When I went to my mom's home on Thursday morning and I walked in, I could have done the same thing you were doing in your mind. I thought you already was saved. You see, that's where we mess up, because the Bible says no man knows the heart of another man. There's only one knows your heart in here, and that's God and God alone. My mom asked me a question. She said, how can I sit under the preaching Sunday in, Sunday out, Wednesday in, Wednesday out? How can I sit under the preaching all the time and just now come under conviction that I'm lost? I tell my mom, I say, there's not a preacher of life good enough to preach you under conviction. That's the job of the Holy Ghost, not no man, but the man, Christ Jesus. My mom tells me as I'm sitting in her home, she says, I want to know that I know. Sitting in James Lewis's funeral on Monday, I made a remark. And I said this, I said, you can sit on the pew for 50 years and bust hell wide open. That's on the authority of Brother James Lewis. James Lewis told me, he said, I sat on the church pew for 50 years, and if I would have died, I'd have busted hell wide open until 4 years ago when I got under conviction of the Holy Ghost and I gave my life to Jesus. And I asked a question at the end of that funeral, the question that God prompted my heart. I said, are you satisfied where you will spend eternity? So I don't know where I'll spend eternity. Yes, you do. You know right now if you drawed your last breath, if you'd go to heaven or if you'd go to hell. When I walked out of that church, I was happy as I could be. I said, it hit somebody, but I never thought it'd hit my mama. Can I get an amen? She said, Monday she didn't sleep. Tuesday she didn't sleep. Wednesday she didn't sleep. When I went to that house Thursday morning, nothing that I'd done but open an old King James Bible and showed her what the Bible says. And I want to show you what the Bible says. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Romans this morning. Romans chapter number 10 this morning. I told her the only way anybody's in heaven, they all done it the same way. Can I get an amen? Hey, they ain't in heaven because they behaved. Can I get an amen? Hey, ain't nobody sitting in heaven because there's a good old boy. Can I get an amen? Hey, there ain't nobody sitting in heaven because there's a good old girl. Can I get an amen? Hey, the only way they're sitting in heaven is because they was washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. As I sat there with my mom, we took the Bible. And I didn't talk to her as a son. I talked to her as a man of God. And the Bible says, folks, the Bible says in Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 9, I want you to get this morning. As we read this text this morning, I want you to understand this morning that the Spirit of God, Paul said that the Spirit in Romans 10, 1, he says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God is for Israel that they might be saved. You know what my prayer is this morning? That every man, woman, and boy or girl that's in this room this morning, that they'll walk out that door knowing that they've been saved and heaven's their home. You said, preacher, our salvation is a hope so. I tell you on the authority of God's word, there ain't no such thing as a hope so. Paul said that I know him in the power of his resurrection. Friends, if you've been raised from the dead, you know if you've been raised. Can I get an amen? Oh, but he said there in the book, he said, the Spirit's desire is that ye be saved. Friends, that ye be saved. As I was on that lawnmower Thursday evening after Mom had been saved, Brother Jake, I was mowing. And God told me just as clear as you could speak, I'm telling you, I didn't hear an audible voice, but in my spirit, he spoke to me. And he said, don't you ever get away from the gospel. Don't you ever get away from the word. Hey, don't you ever get away from what I can do. You tell them that hell's smoking and God's not joking. You tell them except they've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, they'll bust hell wide open. You tell them what I've done for you. You tell them how I set you free. You tell them how I come to set the captive free. How I come to give deliverance to those that are in chains and in bondage. You tell them that there's a better way. And that way is Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And he said, when you preach that word, don't you ever apologize. You tell them the way. You tell them the truth. Don't you lie to them. You tell them that Jesus is the way. I said, Lord, I'll do it. He said, now get off the lawnmower. I said, I'll pull over to the shade. It'll be cooler. He said, you get off right now. Folks, I want you to know I got off that lawnmower and I got on my knees. Hey, it was grass and bugs climbing everywhere. I got down on my knees and threw my hands to heaven. And I said, thank you, God, for saving an old sinner like me. Thank you, God, that you saved me. Friends, this morning, I never want to get over what God's done for me. Do you? I never want to get over what God's done for me in my life. And I want you to know, when my mama experienced salvation, and Renee Mixon come in the house and she said, what does that do for you when somebody gets saved? When that spirit that flows through me, flows through you, flows through you, flows through you, can I get a witness? Hey, the Bible says it'll bear witness. I can't tell you what it does, but it sure does put a pep in my step. Can I get an amen? Oh, this morning, if you're lost and you know you're lost, I'm not talking about confusion. I'm not talking about confusion. If you've asked Jesus Christ to save you, you're saved this morning. If you called upon the name of the Lord, you've repented and asked him to come into your life, and you're doing what he told you to do, and you've been washed the blood, what the Bible says, you're saved. But I'm talking about somebody that's never made a profession. I'm talking about somebody that's never said, Lord God, I know I'm a sinner and I need you to save me. I realize I'm lost. I realize I'm going to hell, not by what the preacher says, but why the Bible says. If you've never done that, today may be your day. If the Spirit's drawing, today may be your day. And listen what he says here in Romans chapter number 10 in verse number 9. Apostle Paul said, boys, I've seen the light. I've seen it come down from heaven. I've seen it come down. You know what this kind of preaching does? It gets people uncomfortable. It gets people squirming in their seat. It gets people ready to go. It gets people ready to leave. It'd been better to stay at home than in the house of God. Friends, I want you to know better. There's not a better place you can be this morning than under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. There's not a place you can be this morning than to know that heaven will be your home. You say, preacher, you act like you're excited about it. Oh, man, I'm betting my eternity on it. I wouldn't take my best 5 minutes to get me to heaven. My best 5 minutes send me straight to hell. My best minute would send me straight to hell. But I want you to know, when I trusted Jesus, heaven's my home. Paul said here in Romans 10, 9, oh, that if thou, I said, if thou shalt confess without mouth. Paul said, if thou. Not your neighbor, not your husband, not your wife, not your kids. You see, that's where we get hemmed up. We get tripped up. He said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Oh, my goodness. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart. Oh, if you'll behave. Oh, no, if you'll believe. Oh, he knew I couldn't behave. He said, you just got to believe. I look at some of these old boys in here, you can't behave neither. Can I get an amen? I just asked some of you wives, they'll say, he won't do right. Oh, but he didn't call you to behave, he's called you to believe. Called you to believe! Oh, glory to God. Man, I wished he'd quit drinking, let him believe he'll quit drinking. Just say it. Man, I wished he'd love me and my kids more. Let him meet Jesus, he'll love them more. Man, I wished he wouldn't beat on me. I'm a spouse, I ain't no punching bag. Let him meet Jesus and he won't beat on you. So I ain't never laid a hand on my wife. Has your tongue beat her to death? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. When does that happen, preacher? Instant. Immediately. Right then. Right there. By the testimony of my mama, she said, I can't believe this right here, son. I said, what is it, mama? She said, instantly when I called on his name, all that pressure, all that pain, all that doubt just started lifting off of me. I went back in Friday night. She's kicked back in that electric recliner, that lazy back. She's grinning from ear to ear. I said, how are you, mama? She said, I'm good. I know I'm going to heaven. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Look verse 10. Look with me here. For with the heart, not with your head. Not with your head. You can know everything you need to know. You can quote this scripture. You may have read it 4 or 5 times cover to cover. Won't get you to heaven. Nah. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession's made unto salvation. If you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father, which is in heaven. If you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father, which is in heaven. Thursday after Mama got saved, she said, if the baptistry is full, I'd go get baptized right now. I couldn't say it wasn't full because water stays in it most of the time. I looked at Mama. I said, Mama, the baptistry's full. She said, can I get baptized now? She said, no, you can't. Why? We're going to make a public confession. We're not going to make a public example out of her. No. Never to disgrade. Always to encourage. We could have come. We could have baptized. But you don't know who's in here right now battling the same thing. They've never been saved, or they've been saved and never been baptized. And right now it's eating their head, slap alive. Eating them alive from the inside out. And they want them to get it right, but they say, I don't have the courage. I don't have the strength. No, you don't, but he does. Oh, he does. He does. And he says, if you'll step out and confess me, oh, I'll confess you. I'm not much to be confessed about. I'll give you that. I can go somewhere and they'll say, you got a good-looking granddaughter. I said, that's my daughter. Thank you. I may look 60, but I ain't yet. Come on, get with me this morning. Talk with me. Just think about what God has said. And that's two people in a week. James Lewis, if he would have died to shape these in 4 years ago by his own profession, he'd have busted hell wide open. My mama would have went to hell. You know how hard that is to stand and tell you that? Folks, that's life. That's life. And we live our whole life. I don't want to admit I'm lost because what my neighbor, my husband, my wife, my kids, my son's a preacher, what will he think? Who gives a care what people thinks? They ain't going to stand with you on judgment day. Quit worrying about what people think. They're not going to stand there on judgment day with you. There's going to be one person to stand with you on judgment day, either for you or against you. Oh, right now he's showing grace. Oh, he's showing grace and love and mercy. Oh, but when he stands there on judgment day and you've not accepted him, even the blood's not been applied, he's going to look at you and he's going to look at you right in the eyes. I mean dead in the eyes. And he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. But I went to Union Chapel and sat on the pew. Man, I gave more money than anybody. Oh, congratulations. You know what the national anthem is in hell. I did it my way. Folks, this morning, you can't do it your way. You have to do it God's way. This morning, it's on me so hard this week, so thick, so good to know. Billy Graham said the greatest mission field is not the world we live in, but the church we attend. The greatest mission field is not the world we live in, but it's the church we attend. Sunday in and Sunday out. I'm going to finish up this scripture this morning. If you've never asked Jesus Christ to come into your life, this morning would be the morning. If the Spirit's drawing you. If the Spirit's drawing you. So, preacher, do you know if you've been saved? I guarantee you on the authority of God's word, you know. Mama, do you know you got saved? Brother Rocky, do you know you're saved? Are you saved or lost, Rocky? That's all I want to know. Change, man. Kevin McDaniel, you lost or saved? Saved? Are you lost or saved? Saved. How do you know you're saved, preacher? I've done what the Bible said. That's all I can do. Can't do nothing. Eric Crute, you saved or lost? I'm saved. See, we know. How do you know? Verse number 11 says, he's all right there. Oh, gosh, he's just so good. Abraham Lincoln said, God must love the common man because he sure made a lot of them. That's me. I'm just old common man, Brother Jake. But I can read scripture. Verse number 11. How do I know, preacher? Look here. For the scripture saith. That's just good. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Scripture says it. For there is no difference, and never one of y'all right here, right now. Ain't a difference in none of y'all. There ain't a twig of hair difference in every one of us. That's about it. About a twig of hair here, a twig of hair there. It's the only difference. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek or Brother BJ and John Whalen. Ain't no bit of difference, huh? Ain't a bit of difference. This tie and this coat don't make a bit of difference. If a man's saved, he's saved. He's lost, he's lost. Heaven, if he's saved, he's going to heaven. If he's lost, he's going to hell. Ain't a bit of difference. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich, the goodness of God, is rich unto all that call upon him. He's rich to all. What about five got saved this morning, preacher? Would he run out? He's rich to every one of you. Rich to every one of you. There's no monopoly on salvation. One church don't have it, one church don't. God has it all. He's rich unto all that call upon him. For if the Baptist shall call, no, Methodist, Church of God, Church of Christ, no. You see, Scripture says, for whosoever, I'll ask you a question this morning, are you a whosoever? Are you a whosoever? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall. I've always heard there's only two things you got to do, die and pay taxes. It's true. And they say they're going to last. It may be true. But there's one thing I know will last forever, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. How do you know that, preacher? Because the Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me, the B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. As I was riding that lawnmower around my yard, my daddy, our daddy, got saved at the end of his life. July the 15th was my daddy's earthly birthday. He was born on July the 15th. Mama got her birthday on July the 15th, Thursday. As I rode that lawnmower around that yard, it probably didn't even need mowing, but boy, when I get under conviction, you ever drive by and I'm mowing, it don't look like it don't need mowing, don't tell me I'm crazy. Just let me keep mowing. He talks to me while I'm on that lawnmower. And as I was going around that, and I was mowing, he said, that circle now will not be unbroken. Will not be unbroken. He said, you go ask that congregation that's sitting in front of you this morning, can you say by the authority of God's word that you've put your life in Jesus Christ's hands? And the circle on your behalf, because you've trusted him, you're holding up by his hand, and the circle will not be unbroken. This morning, I'm not come to scare you. I will never do that. I just preach. And all I know is, without a shadow of a doubt, if you're not saved and the Spirit draws you this morning, I'd get in this old-timey altar and I'd get my heart right with God. The Bible says, brethren, we've met to worship and adore the Lord our God. If you're lost, all you done was attended church this morning. You didn't worship. Lost man can't worship. Only the saved can worship. So if you come in lost, all you've done is sit down lost, listen to a little bit, and go back out lost. I tell you, when you get saved, you'll truly worship. Because you got something to worship about. Amen. This morning, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I would ask you this morning, why not? Why not? We've seen it all over this building. Well, I thought he... See, there you go again, playing God. There I go again, playing God. I'll never forget when Kaylee comes to the altar. She said, Daddy, I got to be saved. And I started to say, I thought you... He said, whoa, wait a minute. That ain't none of your business. Salvation's of the Lord. This morning, if you don't know Jesus, I ask you this morning to grab somebody by the hand. If you don't want to talk to me, that's fine. If you don't want me to show you in the King James Bible, that's fine. Grab you somebody you're comfortable with. But I wouldn't walk out these doors lost. I don't know how much longer Mama's got left. I don't know. But I do know this. On profession of your faith in Jesus Christ, heaven's your home. We may not have very much long left here together, because I may go out, you may go out. But there's one thing I know for sure, Mama. We're going to be together over yonder in there by and by. Amen? Amen. So what you going to do when you get over there? Ain't no telling what me and Mama do when we get over there. If you don't know Jesus, make him your personal Lord and Savior this morning. Listen to this. If you do know Jesus and you're living and you're leading your family the opposite way than to Jesus, get in this altar, rededicate that life, and get right with God. Quit playing church. Quit playing God. Quit it. This morning, Sunday school lesson, being hot or cold. He said, I'd rather have you hot or cold than lukewarm. He said, I'll spew you out. Ain't nothing makes him more sicker than a church person playing church. He said, either get it right or get out. That's not me. That's the book. This morning, get it right this morning. Get it right. You won't be as miserable if you'll get it right. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. I thank you that my mama was 70-year-old. That you convicted that heart. She gave her life to you. And now it's in your hands. Father, this morning, I don't know who's sitting on a pew that's lost, been gripping that pew forever, that needs you. They don't need baptism. They don't need church membership. They need you. I pray this morning that you convict their heart, you draw them to the altar, and you save their soul. Father, I pray this morning you have your will and you have your way in this place. Whoever that's saved but been living like a lost person, I pray they get in this altar and get their life right with you this morning. Father, they've not been saved to live like they're lost. They've been saved to live like they're saved. And Father, I pray this morning that this be a turnaround in somebody's life this morning. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Before you stand, before you sing, 1 minute.